Hello, I'm Gary Colmes, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 15th. Today's devotion is entitled, The Great Reversal. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 28. So Jesus said to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. John recorded Jesus speaking these words to a crowd that struggled to understand his identity and mission. He used the phrase lifted up with intentional double meaning. On one level, Jesus referred to being physically lifted up on a cross. On another level, John repeatedly used the language of lifting up to point towards Jesus' glorification and exaltation. Earlier, Jesus compared himself to the bronze serpent lifted up in the wilderness. Later, John explained that being lifted up referred to Jesus' death. John presented the crucifixion as both humiliation and enthronement. The cross looked like shame and defeat, but it became the pathway to glory. The enemies of Jesus believed that they were ending his mission, but they were unknowingly fulfilling God's redemptive plan. People expected revelation through miracles and visible displays of strength. Yet the clearest revelation of Christ's identity would come through his suffering. The cross revealed who Jesus truly was. It revealed the Father's plan, the depth of God's love, and the perfect meeting of justice and mercy. The cross was not merely something that happened to Jesus. It became the place where his identity shown most clearly. Jesus declared, in effect, when you crucify me, then you will finally understand who I really am. We often assume that victory must look impressive. We expect God to work through obvious displays of strength. Yet God frequently works through what appears weak, painful, or even like defeat. The cross reminds us that God specializes in reversal. What appeared to be a tragedy became triumph. What seemed like humiliation became exaltation. When we face seasons of suffering or confusion, we can trust that God is still at work accomplishing His purposes. Through Christ, we learn that glory can come through suffering. Let's pray. Dear Father, help us trust your wisdom when we cannot understand your ways. Remind us that you often work through what appears weak and small. Give us faith to trust your purposes in seasons of suffering and help us follow Jesus faithfully. For when we are weak, you are strong. In Jesus' name, amen.